Now, financial technology is supposed to be a perfect marriage of two of the UK's strongest industries. But could the use of technology in finance, so online banking apps and innovations and things like insurance, destabilise the economy? Well, according to the Governor of the Bank of England, Mark Carney, it's a worry if it's not managed properly. For the first time, the Treasury is hosting a series of events this week to bring together the fintech industry with investors to help encourage it to grow. And it's a bit of a recognition of how important this new sector has become to the economy in a very short space of time, employing 60,000 people and generating £7 billion last year. Well, a founder member of that community is Claire Flynn Levy. She's the founder and chief executive of Essential Analytics. And you make artificial intelligence, which analyses fund managers' performance. And it's been compared for me as a bit like how an athlete might be shown footage of their performance to show what needs improvement, but perhaps a bit more sedentary. Do you agree with Mark Carney that your industry could create some sort of financial instability?
Well, I think what we're creating is change. Change in the way that consumers behave around their money and what they do with their money. And also change in the way that practitioners within the investment management industry behave. So that by its nature has the potential for instability. And it's really just a question of being very aware of what's happening and staying on top of the trends.
And Paris Annan, if I could bring you back in from Fidelity International, you sit on the more traditional side of this industry. Does that change concern you? Can you see it creating instability in your business?
I would say almost the exact opposite. When we look at, you know, some of the innovations within fintech, I think one of the opportunities that lies in terms of what a number of these companies are creating is the ability for traditional financial institutions to serve their customers better. And when we think about things like improving decision making, we think like ease of access, price discovery, all of those things I think are good for the industry.
And Claire, you were at the conference yesterday hosted by the Treasury, and obviously one of the big talking points was Brexit and what might happen to your industry when we leave the European Union. We saw the founder of TransferWise saying that it's going to move its European headquarters from London in the next couple of years. What are people saying about it?
Well, I think the UK government has done such a brilliant job of identifying fintech as a competitive advantage and really putting incentives in place and infrastructure in place to foster the growth of that industry. And we can see that through conferences like yesterday, where 2,000 people show up, and it's very clearly a real industry in Britain where we lead. The worry is, does Brexit destroy that to some extent? And from where I'm sitting, it's really about talent. One of the reasons that the UK has an advantage in fintech is that we have a lot of people with domain expertise in finance and domain expertise in technology, all in one major city. And those people are not necessarily English or British citizens.
But since the Brexit vote, we're seeing Snapchat, Facebook, Google all making investments in the UK. Mm-hmm. So it's not like people are starting to flee the country.
Well, and I think, that I'm hopeful that London and the UK remain central for lots of other reasons. But what I worry about is the financial domain expertise. So if you see banks start to move large numbers of staff outside of Britain, these are people that the fintech industry would one day be employing, and they become less easily accessed, which is a problem for us.
Claire Flynn Levy, the founder of Essential Analytics, thank you.